This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Oh, there we go. Okay, your 30 Minutes of Vitality begins now because Dr. Tim Turlop just walked in the studios, and we're going to be here till the top of the hour of 12 o'clock, followed by Rush Limbaugh, only on WXJB 99.9 FM. I'm JW. Thanks for joining us. And Dr. Tim Turlop is always here to answer your questions. 352-796-7272 is the number to call, or 352-587-9952. Dr. Tim Turlop with Turlop Chiropractic, the sponsor of your 30 Minutes to Vitality. And without further ado, your 30 Minutes of Vitality begins now on 99.9. Good afternoon, good morning, good day.
Good everything.
Good everything.
As
I like
the expression says, it's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Yes, sir.
It's such a wonderful cold Wednesday morning. Makes it feel Christmassy.
Yeah.
Early Merry Christmas.
Now, was that your early Christmas present out there, or is that just a...
No. So my wife was nice enough to let me use her car.
Well, God bless her.
So, yeah, she's kind of nice that
Maybe
way.
She'll let me use it one
so,
day.
So, yeah. Especially since I already owe her an apology today. So, holy cow. I'm already in the negative column.
You took the garbage out. Good
so,
for you.
It's okay. It's okay. So, and the first thing we're going to do is just do a little shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Lowe.
Okay.
Right. Our Community Appreciation Day, as we mentioned on December the 1st, everybody was fabulous. As a matter of fact, the toy count has gone over 825.
Wonderful.
Which is just fabulous. And Mr. and Mrs. Lowe yesterday stopped and added on top of that, literally brought in $2,000 worth of toys.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Right, to the facility and dropped off $2,000. So Mr. and Mrs. Lowe, if you're listening today, awesome, and thank you so very much from all the families that's going to benefit here in Hernando County, because again, the Marines and the Toys for Tots, people are going to keep all those toys for local kids.
That's right.
Which is just awesome.
It is.
Just awesome. It so is. Thank you so much, Hernando County. You guys rock.
Okay.
So as my daughters would say.
Mm.
So it makes me feel a little cool, although I don't qualify.
Okay, well, you know, at least you can play Santa, right?
It's really
be
awesome.
His helper.
It's really great. It's
one of
really
the elves.
Great.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was actually, it'll be the most toys that in all the 25 years that we've done this, it will be broaching the 1,000 toy mark, which is just fabulous.
And that's
in a really a 3-hour period of time. So
yeah.
It's just amazing. So people are great. So thank you.
God bless you,
so
Lowe's.
It's a good thing. So this morning, I actually want to jump right in because this is 30 Minutes of Vitality. We're going to talk about it because we were built to be innately vital.
Mm-hmm.
Remove the interference to the body and it will innately express, get the stuff away from us that we don't need, get the stuff into us that we do, and the body does its thing, which is fabulous.
Yes.
Right? So one of the things that we are going to talk about, again, is just a little bit of a removal thing today, again.
Oh, good.
Taking something away.
We need to.
And it could be, actually, if you took it away literally, maybe you might think this is kind of a stinky subject, because we're going to talk about deodorant.
Oh.
Right? So
that's right.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to necessarily go, can't live without deodorant.
Mm.
When we use kind of, when we talk about deodorant, and it's kind of a weird subject to talk about, but it isn't, because you'll see. Right, because when we talk about deodorant, usually it's the under the heading of deodorant and antiperspirants, right? So, but usually it's kind of the catchphrase for what we put on our underarms in order to prevent us from becoming malodorous.
There you go.
Right? Okay, it's just kind of the normal, natural human thing, right, that we would become malodorous. So the first question before we talk about the distinctions between deodorants and antiperspirants. And why am I even talking about it? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
Yeah, it's a good thing to talk about.
We're going to jump in there.
Yeah.
So why do we get stinky to begin with? What in the world is that about? Now, we talk a lot about that thing called the microbiome in our guts, right? And all these bacteria that are in our colons that are really beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing so many good things that they do. Matter of fact, a piece of research was just coming out on the microbiome again. When it's properly balanced, we're seeing it actually helping to prevent osteoporosis, and they're actually looking at new ways to treat osteoporosis naturally with gut bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it does so many things. Well, guess what? On top of our skin, you and I are covered with bacteria, as we are supposed to be.
Mm.
Right? We were designed to have these bacteria on our skin. It isn't a bad thing. And as we talked about before, so many times in our society, we think of bacteria, we think bad.
Mm, right.
Bacteria, bad. And that's really not true. It's only between 5 and 8% of the bacteria that we're surrounded with and filled with and covered with, right, that are actually pathogenic or disease-causing. Okay. It's a very, very small percentage that look at causing all these diseases, right? So most of them are really beneficial to us, and our skin being case in point.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, unless you walk around with your hands over your heads all day long, right,
right,
it becomes quite warm as the arm, the upper arm actually meets the torso.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark. It's warm and it's moist. It's
called the pit.
Right? It is the pit.
The pit.
Right? Yeah. Oh, maybe that would be all right. They have the expression, that's the pit. So maybe that's where that comes from. Right? But that's where it is. So it's a great place for bacteria to grow.
Mm.
Right? So bacteria is what actually are causing this. It's actually a metabolite of bacteria that are actually the multiple bacteria. So there's lots, there's a whole colony, all kinds of different bacteria, and everybody's a little bit different, just like our colons are.
Right.
Which is kind of weird, but it's actually the metabolites. It's these bacteria in the on the skin, under the armpit, that actually go ahead and they actually eat the material that comes from the glands that are in the under the arm, and it's the byproduct of that that creates odor.
Okay,
interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Right, so that's what does that. So then the idea of a deodorant and antiperspirant is it's really twofold. Deodorants are exactly what you think. If you have a deodorant for your car,
yeah.
Right? I'm
deodorizing.
Odorizing.
Yeah.
I'm taking away odor. So a deodorant is actually to help facilitate odor.
Mm-hmm.
An antiperspirant would be anti against perspiration.
Yeah.
So one actually is for removing a smell. The other, if you use the other one, is actually to stop the sweating altogether. So one is to actually get rid of the bacteria and stop its proliferation and growth. And the other one is actually to stop the secretion from the glands under the armpit so that it doesn't have the bacteria, don't have anything to eat.
Mm.
Right. So that's the function. That's how that works. Mm-hmm. Right. More than you ever wanted to know.
I was going to say
about armpit odor.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, right.
Yeah.
It's a weird subject.
It is.
So when we look at deodorants, right. And it actually is designed to actually help remove these bacteria so that the odor doesn't come. Okay. Right? And they typically also have fragrances in them as well to mask odor.
Okay.
But the primary function is actually to stop the growth and the proliferation of the bacteria. Well, like once again, we're trying to, we say, well, the bacteria are supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. Does when fundamentally you go, what's supposed to be there? Does that sound like it might be a not as good a plan? Mm. When you think about it, you go, wait a minute, we're designed, it's supposed to be there. That's not a great idea.
Right.
I don't want to necessarily, but that's what it does. So it uses different types of chemicals. And the aluminum chlorohydrates are actually one of the ones that most people think of. We've heard of aluminum chlorohydrate, and some people go, what's aluminum chlorohydrate? Well, that's actually the active antimicrobial that will actually be in deodorants.
So they all have them.
So they all have
them, okay.
Right? To mitigate the growth of these bacteria, okay? In the other one, it actually uses aluminum-based compounds as well, which are designed to actually, they plug your pores, right? And as any lady will tell you, when she actually shaves her underarms and she uses your, and they tend to get those little clogged pores and they get the discomfort that's associated with that, that's where that's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It's from clogging the pores, right? And stopping the normal proliferation of the bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. Now, it does actually tend to, for a period of time, as we all know who use it, will say, well, you know what? When I use this stuff, I don't stink, right? I don't develop a body odor later in the day. I don't get that kind of stuff. I can work out and I don't smell like a banshee on the other side of a workout, right? Or whatever it would be. But what's really, really interesting is it then alters the composition of the bacteria in the underarm.
Okay.
Right? So it tends, this is really, it's just an interesting thing because it tends to actually cause a diminishment in the bacteria that don't actually create as much of an odor, right? So the ones, there's multiple species of bacteria under the arm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what it tends to do is actually diminishes these guys that really aren't responsible that much for the smell.
Okay.
Right? But then, unfortunately, it allows the proliferation and actually can promulgate the proliferation of other ones that are more stinky.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? So the more we use a deodorant or antiperspirant, we tend to then get a more pungent underarm odor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where somebody goes, woo, wow, that's just, I was joking. I saw it was like bad onions, man. What the heck is that? Right. Oh. Right.
Right.
So well, I went too far on that one, didn't I?
Well, I was going to say bad hamburger meat or something.
Something gross.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right. And that pungency, I mean, there's a couple of them. One of those, it's called actinobacteria, was one of the ones that creates this more pungent, sharp, right, type of malodor that comes from the underarm. And staph is another, right? So there's, it doesn't matter which staph, but that's the other one under that broad category. So those tend to, so when we use deodorants, antiperspirants, we actually tend to, over time, create a stinkier environment when you're not using it. Which then makes us think, boy, I'm stinky. I need to use my antiperspirant so I'm not stinky. So then we create the cycle of a stinkier body odor, right? Weird, right? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, of course it is.
It's just kind of, and anybody who knows it's just, you will go, wow, that's kind of true, right? And we start to get that. Now, one of the things that they eat, it was kind of interesting. We mentioned the glands that are under there. We really have two different kinds of glands on our skin. You know, one would be they're called eccrine glands,
right,
that are on the skin peripherally. Mm-hmm. And when we sweat and to help, you know, cool the body, that comes out and it's a salty fluid that comes out of the body, which is why your dog likes to lick your leg after you're sweating.
Right. Yeah.
And he goes, ooh, salt.
Yeah.
Right. So it's that, and it helps to cool our bodies. Mm-hmm. Right. Then there's another type of gland called the apocrine.
Mm.
And those are the guys, it's actually a more milky type of fluid. Thicker, has the, and that actually we get under our arms. We also get it in the groin area.
Okay,
is where we find our apocrine glands.
Okay,
and boy, the bacteria love that stuff. Mm. I just thought I'd throw that in there so people knew why it actually gets stinkier, because it's a different fluid that comes from a different type of gland under the arm and in the groin, which is why we get that.
Okay. All right.
Now, why is this a problem?
Uh-huh.
Well, because there's several chemicals that go into deodorants that become an issue.
Right.
You know, we mentioned aluminum chlorohydrate. Mm-hmm. Well, aluminum chlorohydrate can be a problem. First of all, it stops the normal process of perspiration, which we're supposed to do, right, to get that. So when we stop it, it's not a natural way of doing things. So all that stuff that should be coming out is then kept internal.
Yep.
And anybody who has used a transdermal patch for a medicine, make a little square and put it on there, and it goes through into the body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it takes those chemicals and it goes directly into the bloodstream. Well, we take something orally, it has to be broken down, it goes through the liver, and it goes through the digestive process. As it goes through this way, we're delivering the chemical directly into the bloodstream without metabolizing it in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking aluminum chlorohydrate, and it's going straight through the skin, right into the bloodstream.
Oh.
No breakdown, no metabolism, no anything.
Okay.
Right? Now, what we're actually finding, you know, you'll get like the American Cancer Society will say, yeah, there's some equivocal evidence about this, the possibility of this aluminum buildup being related to breast tissue, but we can't say it definitively because the research is not showing it. But it's a really interesting thing that we'll find aluminum deposition in the armpit and in the upper left quadrant of ladies' breasts, where we find a lot more aluminum deposition in the tissue. Right, because the breast is a lot of fatty tissue, and fatty tissues will tend to retain in their fats for deposits.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
So it actually goes in and it gets deposited and it stays in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll actually see that significantly elevated.
Okay.
And there is some other research, I mean, University at Reading, and there's some other that show some pretty definitive correlations. And personally, it'd be sort of like back in the day when somebody said, you know, that cigarette smoking thing.
Mm.
You know, it might be causing you lung cancer. Yeah, but the research is equivocal. So I'll wait the 30 years till they come out and go, you know what? That lung cancer you have now, it was from cigarette smoking.
Right.
Probably not the best thing to do.
Right.
To wait
and
find out, because we know that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that deposition is there and it creates problems.
Mm.
We also know, so not just in the breast, but it's going into the tissue. And we know that we see In brain tissue, we see increased levels of aluminum in Alzheimer's patients. We see immune dysfunction happen. And when you're putting on every day, most deodorants antiperspirants are about 25% aluminum chlorohydrate.
Wow.
And we're absorbing about 12% of what was in that topical solution. So you do that every single day. Now, if you did it for a week, would I be overly concerned? No. Who cares? Do it for 2 weeks? Not a huge deal. But most people would say, well, I put deodorant on, antiperspirant on every day.
Right.
Since I hit puberty.
Yeah.
Right. and started sweating more mm-hmm. once my sex hormones kicked in, mm-hmm. right? I have been putting on every day since I was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm now 54. Well, great. So you got 40 years of putting that on. 25% of it is actually aluminum chlorohydrate. 12% of it you're absorbing through your skin directly into your bloodstream, mm-hmm. right? Which is why when we look at people and we look at their blood, we're actually finding people, over 90% of Americans have circulating aluminum in their blood.
Wow. Nobody told me.
I'm telling you now.
Well, I know.
Right? I call me the Pied Piper.
Yeah, thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
So, right? So it's, and again, so we can say, well, you know, there's some research that does, some research is equivocal, some says no, but we know it's there, and there's this escalation of aluminum. We definitely are seeing aluminum deposit in the brains of Alzheimer's people, and we're also seeing it in the breast tissue. I think maybe it might not be a great idea.
Yeah.
Right? So besides aluminum chlorohydrate, we've got these other chemicals like parabens.
Uh-huh.
Right? So what are parabens? It's a preservative.
Uh-huh.
There's methyl paraben and ethyl paraben. Who cares? Parabens. They're a class of family that are usually used as preservative agents.
Okay.
And we also know that they're endocrine disruptors.
Okay.
Great. So what does that mean? Well, when you have hormone sensitive, like female hormones or estrogen sensitive breast cancers and that sort of thing, right, that we know that that's what happens. Well, and we get another endocrine disrupt, endocrine meaning hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually screws up the female hormone. And they actually mimic hormones in our bodies. So the receptors, it'd be like, easiest example is a keyhole.
Okay.
Right? So I've got a key, and I got one specific key mm-hmm. that goes in that lock on my front door, and that's what does it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, JW, you've got another key that's very much like my key.
Yep.
And it will go in there,
mm-hmm.
and it will partially turn my key, but it won't completely unlock the door.
Okay.
Right, but it does affect the locking mechanism
mm-hmm.
and moves it somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what an endocrine disruptor will do. It also then means that your key is in my front door lock.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I go to try and put my key, the proper key, I can't put it in the hole there to put my lock in.
Right.
I have to unlock my door
uh-huh.
because your key's in my door.
Right.
So then it changes the way my front door works, and it won't work for my proper key because your key's in there.
Okay.
And that's what endocrine disruptors will do. They'll partially change the endocrine system, the hormone system and function,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll prevent the normal hormone from doing its thing because they're locking down the receptors, mm. the keyholes.
Okay.
Right? So parabens are really common, and they are in every single antiperspirant and deodorant.
Okay.
Every single one, without exception.
All right.
Right. It's a little weird.
Where do I go from here?
Where do you go from
here?
And the last one, there's several, but then these are the big three,
right.
The aluminum chlorohydrate, the parabens, and another one called phthalates.
Okay.
Right. Try to spell that one. Yeah. P-H-T-H-L-A-T-E.
And does phthalate. This say this on the back of the?
Oh yeah. You'll see it on the list of ingredients.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Okay.
Patients will sometimes say, well, if I eat a processed food, I know processed isn't as good. What do I look for on the label?
Yeah.
Right. And many times my first answer is, if the label is like a paragraph long and they're words that you can't pronounce and have never heard of, probably not a really safe product to ingest. Look at the back of your deodorant
mm-hmm.
or your antiperspirant and look at the paragraph
mm-hmm.
of chemicals that are there, and they go right onto the skin, and then you get the absorption directly through the skin without metabolizing it into the bloodstream.
And that means it's going through your liver or through your pancreas.
It's actually going through everything.
Through everything, right.
Your tissue will then be exposed to that from the brain to everything without having it broken down or your body even having the chance to try and filter it or break it down and make sure that you're safer.
Mm.
Great.
Yeah.
Right? So phthalates are another one. And they're used for different reasons, but again, it's another endocrine disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a couple of things that will change our hormone systems that create all kinds of issues with us. So not really a great system. So the next thing, when we talk about this at the office, sometimes your patient will say, well, great. So now you've like depressed me completely.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so now what am I supposed to do? Walk around and stink all day long every day?
Yeah, but I'm more concerned about the past 50 years, what I've been doing.
Well, and there's very little that you can do about that.
I know.
There's very little that you can do about that. Now, there are things you can do on diets and fasting and different things to try and clean out and liver fat. No, it's just mm-hmm. different cool stuff that mm-hmm. can be done to try and cleanse us out a little bit and help. And that can be very helpful, mm-hmm. but that's another discussion altogether.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do so that we don't stink? So when I walk into the studio today, you know, I walk past JR in the hallway and he doesn't go, whoa, Dr. Turlip, my goodness gracious, did you, have you showered in the last month? Right. So that we don't go, yeah, I did this morning. Why do I, am I malodorous already?
Right.
Yes, sir. Right. So we don't have that situation. So I can walk up to a, you know, a desk of a colleague and, you know, lean over the desk and say, what do you think about this? And I'm not worried about, you know, I'm going, wow, man, you, it's really bad. Could you move back 3 feet?
Right.
That, so I don't have to worry about that. What do I do as an alternative? Believe it or not, some people will find that literally nothing actually works, which is an interesting concept. I'm, guess what? I'm not one of them.
Right.
I don't appreciate going with nothing. I've tried it to see if it happens. It doesn't work real well for me.
Okay.
Right. Not bad, but heavens to Betsy, I don't like it.
Okay.
Right. And I want to make sure that when I'm with a patient, I'm working with another doctor, close to somebody in any setting whatsoever, social engagement, I'm not thinking, boy, I'm actually offending somebody.
Right.
Or somebody's thinking that poor guy needs to work on his personal hygiene or whatever.
Right.
Right. So what do I do instead? Well, there's several things that can be done. One of the simplest and most effective is actually to use a little sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, right? And put in a little bit of water, right? And you literally can then take that. And it's just a little thing. So and it will settle out. So you take it before you spray it and you just shake the little bottle.
Okay.
Right. And you can make it smell however you want.
Oh.
So if you want to smell a little minty, well, great. Go ahead and put a little bit of evergreen oil in it.
Okay.
Right. Put something wintergreen. Do whatever you, if you want a minty. You want to smell gentle and soothing.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Put two drops of lavender oil, eucalyptus oil. If you want to scent it, you don't need to scent it. Right. But because it will actually, it's a natural anti-odor. Producing thing.
Uh-huh.
Remember how people talk about putting your baking soda in the fridge to keep odors down in the fridge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does the same thing under your arm, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just put in a little bit of water. You make a small little thing. Just put in like a quarter of a teaspoon and 6 ounces. It will actually work beautifully.
The old arm and hammer.
The old arm and hammer.
Yes, sir.
Right? Works really, really great. There's actually different types. There's another type of salt. And people might have heard of rock salt deodorants.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all created equal. So you just want to make sure that there's alum salt only. So it just says it's the crystal salt, a particular, and it says alum salt, period.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because some of them will still have aluminum in them.
Mm-hmm.
And alum actually sounds like aluminum,
yeah,
doesn't
it? Yeah.
But it's not. It's actually too large to get absorbed into the skin if you have a pure alum salt, either in a rock, a crystal,
right,
or it's in a solution where it just says water, alum salt. Period.
Okay.
Right? Because it's too big to get absorbed into the skin.
All right.
It won't plug the pores, but it will stop the proliferation. I'm having a hard time saying that one this morning, right? It'll stop the proliferation of the bacteria. And so guess what? You won't become stinky.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a really, it's very inexpensive, goes a long way. I'm trying to think the bottle. I use something called crystal essence. Water and salt. That's it. Now, sometimes you're going to scent it as well, where they'll put like a little mango oil, a little bit, right? And a $3.75 bottle will last for 6 months, right? And I'm not adding the stuff to my body and all that kind of thing, which
That's
is
right.
kind of great. There's other little simple tricks to use. Another solution when you use water and just, again, 6 ounces of water and about 4 drops of tea tree oil, right? So tea tree is an essential oil that is naturally antimicrobial. Has a really cool smell too.
Yeah.
It's a very nice smell.
Yeah.
Reminds me a little bit of eucalyptus, but not quite.
Okay.
Just a nice, pleasant smell that you can use. And again, it's an oil, so it won't stay in solution.
Mm-hmm.
So once you do, you put it in there, you just give it a little shake, spritz, good to go. Right, so every time before you use it, you shake, spritz, because what's in the little tube in your sprayer is what you already shook the last time.
True.
Right? And so you just shake it again so it pulls more of the in solution, put it on there. Again, it will work amazingly well. Now, some people might find they need to put another drop or two in or put in a scent with it as well. Now, bergamot, you name the scent that's your favorite one and you can make it smell just really nice.
Yeah.
Right? And you'll probably be the only one to smell it, right? But it's nice. It's
pleasant
and it works beautifully.
Okay.
And believe it or not, another trick with that is coconut oil. And you don't need much, right, to get in as well, because coconut oil is also antimicrobial naturally.
Okay.
Right, and it's just enough that it keeps those little bacteria under the arm with those little apricot glands from creating this malodor situation. And we're not getting all of these chemicals that develop over a long period of time. Again, not a big deal if it were just a week, two, or a couple of months. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's every day for decades. And that's where we look at, and we're seeing problems with people in that. So that's where this kind of a stinky message today.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, that's it. And we can actually do a great deal towards removing something that, again, is interfering with the body's natural way of doing stuff.
And there you go. And that's great advice from Dr. Tim Turlup, Turlup Chiropractic. You can find him online at drturlup.com. His office on, of course, Northcliff Boulevard, Spring Hill, 352-666-2222. Till then, we'll see you next time on your 30 Minutes to Vitality.
See you next week.